to this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
But I'm excited to go on this next journey together. And as I was saying to you, God gave me in December a vision, goal, or this scripture. But that scripture in Zechariah, who's had trouble finding Zechariah in their Bibles? Do you have to scroll for a while? Do you know where Zechariah is? You are going to work out where that is by the time we finish this series. Zechariah 4 verse 6. Did I get that right? I haven't actually written on this piece of paper. My memory with numbers is not good. So sometimes I'll quote something from the Bible and get the number wrong. Yeah, Caleb. I'm like, Caleb, where does this one come from? Zechariah 4, 6. And it's where Zechariah has a vision. And in that vision, God says to him, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. And when God, he shared this scripture with me and said, this is where we're going to go next. Page where I just do brainstorming. And on there were some different ideas and some other scriptures that kind of go with that. One of them was an alpha group. Guess what? Tick. Joe came along, didn't share this with anyone. Joe came along and said, I think it was in January, just after Christmas, and I'm like exhausted. And Joe's like, I want to do an alpha group. I want to do something. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. I don't think I can give you much to do it. Just like, okay, see how you go. And she's done it. She's done that whole group without me barely even talking to her about it. So that's great leadership, because a lot of us need encouragement and need like working through kind of stuff and talking about stuff. But like through this time, you all have just kept going. That was great. And the community focus, I had some community focus ideas as well. And we did the car park barbecue. It was a last minute organized thing because Kerry is spontaneous. And that was really great, right? Who was here for that? Yeah. And we had a few people from our community come in, and so that was awesome. And the other one was having a healing service on New Year's Eve. And that was really challenging, because as I'm planning and organizing this, my dad goes into hospital. So New Year's Eve, I think he got out of hospital New Year's Eve. But while I'm planning it, he goes into hospital and I'm planning a healing service. That was a challenge for my faith. And I know that God did some things in that healing service for people. There was so much emotional healing kind of took place in that service. I haven't heard anyone come back with me with any other physical healings. But we stepped out as a church. And so that I know was God sent. And as you know, my life became personally much harder. Again, as Dad's battle with cancer got deteriorated. And I found that as God imparted this scripture for the church, I found that he was going to do some work in my life first. It's always the way he does it. I'm like, what are you going to give me next? What's the next challenge? I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. Having to just stand in God's will, in God's timing, and in God's strength. And I don't know why he chose to take Dad when he did. But I trust in him. Sorry, told you we might need some tissues this morning. You know, and I don't want to stand here pretending that everything is fantastic and wonderful. In Jesus, there's this, you know, amazing peace I have, an amazing just faith and just knowing that my dad is now out of pain. He is with Jesus. And when I'm standing there worshiping and feeling just so refreshed by the Holy Spirit, I'm like, ah, oh, this is what it feels like to be in the presence of God. And it probably feels even better than that. And that's what my dad has. He's in the presence of God. And so I keep going back to that, but it hurts that he's not here with me now. And I know that I'm not the only person grieving that and feeling losses in your lives and stuff. And so I don't want to stand here also being the only person who has a loss, because I know that we share losses together over this period of time as well. So I know that as God gave me that scripture, he also gave me this knowledge that there was going to be stability for our church, because there's still a plan, there's still hope, and there's still a future for us as a church, even though I'm grieving over here and haven't talked to you for 8 months. And in that time, I know that some people haven't been to church, and know maybe I haven't noticed, and I apologize for that. And I'm hoping to be a bit more on board with that as we go along. But please, I'm just really hoping that you can also just give me some flexibility and some generosity and some grace in that. You know, I know that just because I'm speaking now, it doesn't mean the grief is gone. I know that it's still there. It's still there, and it still comes and it still goes. But I know that he has given me something new to be able to keep on moving forward. Because I know that's also what my dad would have wanted. I think about like how proud he was of me. And if anybody new came to church, he'd be like, that's my daughter, that's my son-in-law, that's my grandchildren, that's my other daughter. The drummer, he's my son-in-law too. Like, he was so proud of us. And so that also helps to spur me on to keep going, because he was so proud. He would have been so proud of that song this morning. Wasn't that song amazing? And that song was also written in that hard time as well. I also, now I've mentioned that song again, I wanted to also give some credit to James. Thank you for helping Katie pull that together. That was, Katie wrote the words and put some of it together, and then her and James worked on that as well and pulled that together. So sorry for not mentioning that before. Got to give everyone the right credit. But wasn't it so great that as we went through that time, that God also gave us that series that Life Church was doing, Healing Our Hurting Mind? And that's so where my heart was as well, because I'm a counsellor. I sit with people and talk about mental health 3 days a week and, you know, somewhat more. And so just to go, hey, do you know what? We live in a broken world. And sometimes that means that we can have mental health illnesses. Sometimes we have physical illnesses. Jesus is in that. And sometimes it's hard to find out where he is in that, because we want complete healing and we don't always get it. And we're Christians, so, you know, what does that mean? And there's all of those things around that. Shouldn't we be, you know, completely healed and well? We should, but it doesn't always, Jesus doesn't always do it that way, does he? Take a breath. You all look like you need to take a breath as well. You're in a counselling session with Kerry. Let's take a breath. I need him. It can't be done in my strength or power. It's all Jesus. That's what I've been learning through this process. While my heart has been hurting, while things have been tough, it's all about Jesus and his power and his might and his strength in my life. It reminds me of that scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. I probably don't need you to look it up in your Bible. You probably know it, but do you want to find it? Can you guess what it is? Proverbs chapter 3. Not that one. Proverbs 3, chapter 5. I mean, chapter. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Katie's got it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, on your own understanding, and in always acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I started that too low. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. So much happens in our lives, we just don't understand it. It doesn't always make sense. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, let's say it together, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Straight? Yeah? I haven't got those words written in front of me. He will direct our paths. He will be there with us as we trust in him, as we surrender it all to him. Yes, it is hard work. Some days are better than others, but it is hard. We need to surrender it to him. And most of us here have all given our lives to Jesus. We've done that first surrender. But each and every day we need to keep surrendering our own will to him, to do it his way and not our way. And then we have to obey him. Hayley likes that one. Coming into alignment with the will of God in our lives means that we also have to step out in obedience or step back. Sometimes, I learned this vividly. It like was so vivid to me, this lesson about working in the Spirit and moving in the Spirit. And it was recently at a prayer meeting, a worship time at Encounter with the Youth with a Mission or YWAM or something. And sometimes the gift of the Spirit comes to me in a word, sometimes in English, but sometimes in tongues. And I hadn't had a word in tongues for a really long time. And at that moment, I had to stop. And I'm thinking, should I say this word in tongues? Is there going to be someone to interpret this? Because that's really important, right? If you give a word in tongues, which is different to us worshipping in our own space in tongues, there needs to be an interpreter. And I wasn't sure, and so I prayed on it a bit longer, and I just kept on feeling like I have to share this word. And I'm like, okay, God, well, what would the interpretation be? And I had some words come into my mind that were in English, not in the word in tongues. And so in that moment, I realized that God was asking me to share this word in English, not in tongues. Now, if I'd gone with my first instinct, oh, the Spirit says, he's given me this word in tongues, I've got to do it, I don't know if that would have frightened someone, hurt someone, or turned someone away in that moment. And so just stepping back and not just jumping because the Holy Spirit's told me to, and leaning into him, just like taught me a huge lesson. And I was talking to Pastor Richard afterwards, and I told him that story that I had at first in tongues, and he says, that's really good, Kerry. There were a couple of people here who weren't Christians, and that would have been hard for them. And I was like, wow, isn't God good? When we step back and we do it in his timing and his will, there's blessing in that. Okay. I do want, but also I feel like God is asking us to start stepping out more. That it's time to start reaching out more. And that is with alongside this scripture, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. So when we're stepping out And we're reaching out, like with the car park barbecue or the New Year's Eve service or whatever it is we're going to keep doing. The next thing is going to be our kitchen warming, official opening, when maybe we can invite some other people along to a lunch and invite the tradies who worked really hard to get that done and finished for us, whether they come. Hopefully we have to pray they come, right? It's done still in the spirit. It's still like we need to make sure that we're not trying with all of our strength to make it perfect and wonderful and beautiful, and it's got to go like this and this and this and this. We've still got to work in the spirit. What if the Holy Spirit says to you, cook fried rice and don't put gluten in it this week? Or garlic or onion. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit might be telling me that. And then you come to church and you find out that Kerry can't have garlic and Kerry can't have onion, or she can't have gluten. Wouldn't that be amazing? I can have the vegetables. So are you Filipino people like kind of going, how do I make fried rice for Kerry now? Rice noodles, no garlic, no onion. God will protect me. So we can still plan events and we can still do things, but we want to make sure we're doing it within the spirit. And so we also still want to say, hey, is this event right, or is this the thing that we're going to do next, is it right? Do we have enough people to work in that space? You know, if we don't, then we abandon it. Like, we want to make sure that we are moving in the spirit and not in our own strength and our own power. All right? So, you know, like, if you feel like God is airdropping ideas to you, I got Matthew's attention. You know, oh, this is what we could do to reach out to people. This is where we could go. Oh, what if we do this, Kerry? Like, I'll take on all of your ideas, but I might say, how do you think we could do it, and are you willing to lead it? I might not, but I might, you know. But, you know, like, let's allow the Spirit to move. Let's allow His creativity to move. Maybe we'll try your idea, or maybe we won't. We'll, like, sit back in it, and we'll ask the Holy Spirit. But I do, out of this, more than anything, want to show people how amazing our Jesus is. You know, even in all of this pain and the struggle I've gone through, the one thing I can be sure of is how amazing He has been for me. How He's pulled out scriptures and shown me different things. Like, when I start worrying about what's going to happen next, or the church or whatever, there's Psalm 24 where He says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. It's all His. It belongs to Him. He's in charge of this church. I give Him His problems back to Him. I said, like, God, we need someone to clean the church. And I start stressing and I start worrying, and I put a message out to some of the leaders and saying, who do you think we could get? And they all volunteer, and they're all so busy. I know how busy they are. But they all put up their hands, or most of them. And then I go, okay, Jesus, it's your church. You're the recruiter. You do what you do. Half an hour later, this beautiful lady over here, Katrina, calls me and says, hey, Kerry, my daughter is interested in cleaning the church. And they came in yesterday and cleaned the church together. Like, how great is Jesus? He recruited. And I have, like, there's so many more examples of where that happens. He comes and He solves the problems. He can. I've had some chats with Him about that. Yeah. He and I have chatted about that through the week. Yep. Oh, dear. But our passion is to serve, is to share Jesus with other people. And I was listening. I have no idea how long I'm talking for, so I know we should finish soon. I was listening to this guy called Shane, I can't say his name properly, Gilliard, something like that. He is in the UK and he's a missionary in Burundi. I don't know where Burundi is, but apparently it's a very dangerous country. And he does just interviews with people he knows, just some famous people, some not so famous people, some who've come out of, being Muslim, turned Christian. And this was the particular podcast I was listening to the other night. And she's talking about, going to jail for talking about Jesus. And he made these statements at the end, close to the end of his speaking. He was quoting someone. I don't know who he was quoting, sorry. Quoting Simon Gilliard. He said, "In Iran, they say, if we evangelize, they will put us in prison. But we will do it anyway. In India, they say the crowd may beat us to death, but we'll do it anyway. In China, they say they may forcibly take our body parts for organ transplant, but we'll do it anyway. Share the gospel." And then he said this statement, "Christians in the West say, we will feel awkward if we share the gospel, so we won't do it." That impacted me. Hayley's been convicted? No? Spirit of conviction? But isn't that challenging? We feel a bit awkward to share our faith sometimes with people. But we're not going to go to prison for it. We're not going to die. We might get a bit embarrassed. Oh, man. I just like we sang You Won't Relent. That was a great song, James. That was I sent a song to James the other day, and it was an older song. And it's called Like a Fire. Shut up in my bones. I want the world to know that he lives. I think You Won't Relent was a good, take on that as well. Like, you won't relent until you have it all. But set a fire in me to be able to share the gospel, to be able to share Jesus with the people around us. Like, we want to step out and share. And I those words, like a fire in my bones, I want the world to know. I want the world to know that he lives, that he is this amazing, awesome God. So, as we move forward as a church, there's a few things we're going to learn to do a bit more of. We're going to learn to surrender, to trust, and Hayley's favourite word, obey. As we learn to move in the Spirit, we're going to learn how to do that in our personal lives in some of those ways as a church family. And we're going to start reaching out. Woohoo! Holy Spirit, fire! Yeah? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are for us. That, Lord, in the ups and the downs, that you are always there with us. You are in everything. And Father, today, as you've set a fire in our hearts, in our soul, Lord, as you've challenged us to keep moving forward, keep helping us to have the strength to surrender it back to you, Lord Jesus. To keep trusting that you are God and that you know best. And to obey you, Lord, in the going forward or the staying still. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning to have your way in us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.